Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long? And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world?
All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning, and my pal Dean Richards joining us from WGN-TV. Good morning, Dean.
Hello there.
How are you, pal?
Oh, delightful.
Delightful. You know, I'm going to miss your summer blast tonight or tomorrow night. It's a bummer.
For the last several years, I've hosted the fireworks display in downtown Chicago. Obviously, there is no downtown fireworks display this year. But if you're really going to miss it, come to my alley, because that's where the punks in the neighborhood have been blowing off fireworks for
punks.
Several weeks now.
Yeah, it's true.
And one of them, Ziggy is his name, asked me if I would host the illegal fireworks display that they're putting on. So I'm looking, I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be nice. We're going to be by the fourth garbage can from the left.
Bring your own lawn chairs, I assume.
No, you really don't want lawn chairs, because if the cops show up, we all have to scatter
run,
like rats.
Like hell. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was thinking you could really just replay last year's. I mean, well, how would I know?
I think last year's went okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember what year it was. Maybe the year before that we did the fireworks display. We were watching the radar the whole time because a massive storm was coming in.
Yeah.
And the fireworks display got off okay. And just as I was ending the whole thing, you know, saying thank you for watching, the skies broke loose.
Yeah.
And I was
timing
drenched,
yeah,
completely drenched to the underwear.
Yeah.
Standing outside, and then, you know, try to get out of Navy Pier after the big fireworks display when a million people are trying to leave, and it's, like, raining like crazy. I have never been so wet in my entire life.
They did not bring Sky Cab 9 in for you to take you back to the studio?
I've been trying to get something like that, or Boat Cam 9.
Yeah.
To get me out of there, something submarine cam 9.
Yeah, sure, sure.
It would be fun.
So, what do you, you know, before we get into entertainment, what are you grilling? Because I know you're always grilling or cooking on these holiday shows.
We grilled some pizzas the other day, and it's a major home run. Everybody loved them. Actually, Home Run in Pizza contacted me and said, we know you always grill pizzas outside. Would you think about using some of our frozen pizzas on the grill? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a try. I've never done frozen pizzas on the grill before, but I got some of their frozen cheese pizzas, and then I put my own toppings on them.
Oh, smart.
So I did a gyros pizza, like a, you know, it's like a gyros, really. A pizza is really just a gigantic gyros sandwich, really, with feta cheese and gyros meat that you can buy in your grocer's frozen food case. Some onion went on it. I grilled some nice Vidalia onion, so it was nice and sweet. And then that went on the grill. And when it came off, I put on the nice crispy cucumbers and tomatoes and tzatziki sauce. And then you cut it up like a pizza, and it's fantastic.
With the tomato sauce. Well, of course, you can put tomatoes on your gyro, so I guess that works, right?
Yeah, well, there's just a very, on the, you know, a frozen cheese pizza, there's very little. It's not a lot of tomato sauce on it.
True.
But you know, you can start off with one of those Boboli pizza crusts, and you can do it that way. You can do your own homemade dough if you want to. I personally think that's a huge mess and a lot of trouble. There's a little bit of a difference of a taste, but for convenience, you can't beat the Boboli. And I got to say, these Home Run In frozen pizzas, these cheese pizzas, and then put your own toppings on them, were great. We did a chopped margarita pizza that was amazing. I've never seen Larry Potash put away pizza like that chopped margarita pizza that I made the other day. I made a taco pizza with
that's good.
Ingredients you put tacos on in the pizza. All the recipes are at WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. And today I'm doing a segment called Between the Buns. that.
Wow.
But
hello.
We get a little racy on the holidays. All the bosses are off.
Right. Nobody's watching.
Doing four different sandwiches on the grill. I'm doing a grilled fish sandwich that is delicious. I've had it in the past. I'm doing a chopped chicken sandwich. It's like pulled pork, but it's chicken. Pulled chicken, really, with caramelized onion sandwich. It's amazingly delicious. I'm doing a plant-based burger. Mm. I've never done plant-based burgers on the grill, but I know a lot of people are vegetarian and vegan, so we're going to do a completely vegan burger on the grill. And I actually made these next ones at home last night, and they were delicious burgers with stuff inside of the meat. Instead of topping the burger, you put everything inside of the ground beef, form them into patties. Diced green peppers, diced onions, shredded cheese, sharp cheddar cheese. You form it into a nice patty, put it on the grill. It was, I got to say, not because I made it, it was one of the most delicious burgers I ever ate in my whole life.
I screw up when I do those burgers and stuff them, like with the cheese, because you have to cook them a little bit differently because they've got so much inside of it. You kind of got to check out, make sure everything's cooked all the way through.
Well, see, that's why when you stuff your burgers, do you like have a big wad of cheese in the middle, something like that?
Sometimes it does settle into a big wad, yes.
Because what I did was I mixed the green pepper, onion, and cheddar cheese
first
into the ground beef, really mixed it up well, so now it's all one consistency.
Got it. Okay.
And it cooks more evenly that way.
Cool.
You form them into patties. When you any kind of burger that you make on the grill, when you form them into the patties, take your thumb and put a big old thumbprint right in the middle of the burger.
Because
don't they always get that little mound?
Yeah, they do.
When you cook them?
Yeah.
If you put the thumbprint in, when it bubbles up, it evens out.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's Dean's thumb tip of the day.
I love it. That's great.
Ziggy told me about that in the alley.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
I bet he did. You know, this is time of year we're talking about baseball and blockbuster movies and nothing. We got really neither of them, but the drive-ins have had this major resurgence, and I heard you talk about it on your show a couple weeks ago, but there's some fun stuff to do just over the weekend in your car, in the drive-in.
Yeah, well, there's fun stuff to do in your car. That's between
that's true.
None of my business what you
true.
Do yeah. in the back seat of your car
sure.
is your business.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But if you want to get a bunch of people in the car, and as we used to do back in the day when I was a kid, also in the trunk,
yeah.
There are a bunch of drive-ins suddenly now in the Chicago area. The theaters called the Chicago Drive-Ins are in Bridgeview on South Harlem Avenue. They are showing the classic movie Major League today. And then, of course, for the 4th of July, they're showing Independence Day up on the big screen.
Yeah.
The Chicago Drive-In that's out in Hoffman Estates, that's where it used to be called the Sears Center. It's not anymore. In their parking lot, they are doing a double feature, Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Dazed and Confused today.
That's fun.
And then tomorrow they're going to do Independence Day. The McHenry Outdoor Theater, this was a legit drive-in theater that's been open forever. They are doing Jungle Book and Deadpool all weekend long.
Okay.
So that should be
2016,
fun.
2016, yeah.
And then this new Lincoln Yards drive-in, which is on the near north side, they're doing the Blues Brothers all weekend.
40th anniversary.
Yeah, you can check their websites and get the addresses and showtimes. But if you want to watch a movie at a drive-in theater, that'd be kind of fun at some point during the holiday weekend. There are some choices there.
Yeah, love that. Love the McHenry, too. Talking to Dean Richards. More with Dean after a look at your weather this weekend, Dave.
We are looking at a mostly sunny and hot day.
Schwanny.
Yeah, good. Well,
Schwanny?
Yeah, hello?
Is that Schwanny?
Yeah. It is, Dave.
Well, who's this?
That's nice.
We only get hello? Paid to acknowledge each other on Sunday morning.
I was going to say, is it Sunday already?
Wait a minute. Where Andy.
Shut up, Dean.
Andy.
I've stolen everybody.
We've got the whole Sunday morning crew here.
I do.
And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but it was just announced this week. Exciting new position. Dave Schwann is going to be the new play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox.
And I've been promoted to Sunday news anchor.
It's a big week for the Sunday
huge,
morning show this
huge week.
You
Congratulations, Andy. Very, very happy
appreciate
for
it
you.
Very much.
Andy told me in the hallway not to look at him directly in the eye now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh. We get that diva treatment every Sunday morning.
Yes, you do. Expect more
nor
of the
does
same.
He, nor yeah. does he look at us.
Right.
He just
true.
Walks on
it's
by.
It's true.
I can't tell you the number of Sunday mornings when I've come in, and this is what I get from A. Mays. Hey, A-Mays. I told you red M&Ms only.
Yeah, that's going to start. Look uh-huh. look out. Stay
my
out of his way.
Son of
my people will be all over you in a second.
My people.
My people.
Dave?
Oh, yes.
Yes, hello. Good morning,
Before
Dave.
We were interrupted.
Just a little.
Funny. Mostly sunny.
And Schwani pulling the train.
It's going to be hot.
The legendary Carl Reiner has been at the center.
But, before
Army?
You
yes,
Dave,
sir.
I'd like to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Shut up, Dave. That's Alan Brady talking, not
I
Carl.
Love that. I love that.
So when you're told by Alan Brady to shut up, that's like gold. Am I right?
Very nice, yes.
And there's some tribute stuff happening for Carl this weekend.
Well, on CBS tonight at 7 o'clock, they're going to be running colorized versions of two classic Dick Van Dyke episodes. The one that's called Coast to Coast Big Mouth, where Laura Petry accidentally reveals that Alan Brady is bald
yeah, exactly.
and wears a toupee on a quiz show. And then she has to deal with Alan Brady, maybe one of the most classic lines of all time. Maybe there's some needy bald people.
Right, exactly.
When asked, yeah. what am I supposed to do with all these wigs now, hair pieces? That one and the episode in which Carl Reiner plays an artist.
That's right.
Which is another great episode. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS. In like about a week, I think it's AMC Network is going to be running a marathon of movies that Carl Reiner directed. The Jerk, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, All of Me, the list. There's a very, very long list. So there are
That's
some
cool.
Carl Reiner tributes that are going on as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're a classic TV buff like I am. Do you like the colorized versions of the show? Because I grew up with them on Channel 9 myself, watching them in black and white. I don't mind them.
I actually kind of like it. Well, I mean, when I watched this Coast to Coast Big Mouth episode, it's not the first time that it's been on colorized. I was mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
It brings such a whole new dimension to the whole thing. So I kind of like it. I know some people are purists and want to watch Rob fall over the ottoman in black and white,
yeah, yeah.
but I actually kind of enjoy doing it. On my Sunday show this week, I know that you talked with Carl Reiner on the phone. I was lucky enough to sit with him several times,
yeah.
and we're going to run some clips of my interviews with Carl Reiner on as if this is not just like a Sunday morning show with Schwani and Andy
honestly
here today.
Yeah.
But on Sunday morning, we're going to be running some Carl Reiner clips.
Very cool. Well. Yeah. Very cool. Hugh Downs, another just legendary newsman. He was actually a friend of the Broadcast Museum. He was here in town cutting the ribbon when we first opened the State Street location.
I was going to say, I know I met him, at the museum.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I remember that he was with Betty White, and if I remember correctly, hitting on Betty White. But
of course.
Who wasn't?
Exactly.
Really. But he was a very, very nice,
yes.
extremely professional, extremely friendly. And, you know, it made it meant something for him to be in Chicago because his early days in radio started at the old WMAQ radio, where he was an announcer and an interviewer and a DJ.
Yeah, 1940s.
That's when he kind of made the move to television when he became the announcer on the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie show. He also was partnered with Ned Locke, who we know best as Ringmaster Ned from the Bozo show. At that time, this was pre-Bozo, they did a show called Uncle Ned's Squadron.
Oh, he was with that? I didn't know that.
He was Ned's Uncle Ned's co-pilot on the show. And there is, if you go on YouTube and look this up, there's some audio of this radio show that is fascinating to hear Ned Locke interacting with the audience. There's not a lot of Hugh Downs
radio,
on it.
But it's radio.
But it's fantastic of what kids' radio was like back then. Just the versatility and the enormous talent of Ned Locke, who, you know, we know from the Bozo show.
Sure.
You'll recognize a few little key phrases and
right?
things that he uses on the show, on the Squadron show that he also used on the Bozo show. So if you're a, you know, Chicago TV radio buff, you'll enjoy hearing that. But Hugh Downs was part of that. Of course, he was one of the original hosts of the Today Show after Dave Garraway left for about 8 years. He famously was the original host on the TV game show Concentration when Jack Parr started his version of The Tonight Show. This is pre-Johnny Carson. Hugh Downs became his sidekick, like, you know, announcer, kind of like an Ed McMahon character. And when Jack Parr famously walked off that show in a huff, it was Hugh Downs that took over and saved the day.
Had to.
On that show. For 20 years, he was co-host of 2020 with Barbara Walters and retired in 1999. He was an amazing broadcaster, quintessential amazing broadcaster. Ironic that he retired in 99. And died at the age of 99.
Yeah.
Ironic that he was on 2020 and died in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you with those facts. Absolutely. Other things we can do this weekend. There's some home video picks. I saw on the TV version before our show started this morning, you were talking about Hamilton. An original recording of the actual Broadway production is out there?
Yeah, this is the original award-winning Broadway cast, Tony Award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning, Grammy-winning, won everything. You know, Lin-Manuel Miranda and the entire original cast was recorded. It was supposed to be a feature film in theaters, but because of the pandemic, they decided to release it earlier, and It's an amazing show. It's a great show to see. You miss the visceral reaction of seeing a show in person, but at the same time, everybody gets a good seat, you know, watching the show.
So they captured it well.
It's really well shot and really well done. It started, a lot of people are confused thinking that went online streaming this morning. And people are thinking it's only July 3rd. It's not. It's going to be running for a while. So don't feel like you got to watch it today or you're going to miss out on it. I don't know when it's going to end, but I promise you the Disney cash registers are not going to take this off too early. So definitely watch that. There is classic Arthur animated series, the first of their 15 season that hits Amazon Prime today. A new Netflix original series, The Babysitter's Club, is based on the Anne M. Martin novels about a group of teenagers that run a babysitting service that the kids seem to like. Also on Netflix, there's a romantic comedy, Desperado, about a woman who rushes to Mexico with her friends to try to get there to delete a drunken email that she had just sent to a new boyfriend. It's a little on the naughty side, but kind of funny. For documentaries, I'm recommending you spend a little time and watch one that's called I Am Not Your Negro. This was narrated by Samuel L. Jackson and is inspired by the great James Baldwin's unfinished manuscript that was to become his memoir, in which he talks about his friendships with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. and Medgar Evers. It's running on Hulu or Netflix. I told you about all the Dick Van, the Carl Reiner stuff that's online. The entire Dick Van Dyke Show series is streaming online, as are the Carl Reiner movies. And, you know, for patriotic movies, I go back to my Frazier Thomas inspired pick that I think is the most patriotic movie of all time, Yankee Doodle Dandy, starring
absolutely
Jimmy Cagney. He's playing George M. Cohan, song and dance man, but you've got your Yankee Doodle Dandy, your grand old flag over there. Name a patriotic song. George M. Cohan wrote it, and Jimmy Cagney performs it in this movie that's running on Amazon Prime.
But I can't even say there's a handful of patriotic movies out there that I would have watched. That's it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
That genre. I mean, you know, people would argue that, you know, Vietnam War movies were patriotic movies. That
sure. Okay.
Some of the, you know, the Hurt Locker, you know, there are different kinds of movies now. But you want just pure good old-fashioned put the flag out in front of the house, and
that's right.
You know, sing a song.
That's it.
This is it. This may be controversial this year for some people. I don't know. I can't. It's just one of my favorite movies. So, you know, if you want to be controversial about Jimmy Cagney dancing on the side of a wall,
right?
It's entirely up to you.
Absolutely. Thanks as always, pal, and have a great extended weekend.
Likewise, have a safe weekend to everybody. I will see my friends who are with you this morning, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good, buddy. See you then.
Yep.
Bye.